going to be fine. How can I believe that everything in this world has its place and time? Cause when I lay down to sleep, I feel the world spin slightly off axis, it's shaped like a fig. And when I lay next to you, I shiver and shake. Tell me you love me, I dream I'm awake. How can I believe that everything in this world is going to be fine? That everything in this world has its place and time. Cause when I lay down to sleep, I have the same dream of a world famous actress in a pink limousine, and she flies through the sky in that pink Cadillac. While the boys of the press, we drink vodka in back, and she tells us our fortunes by crumbling leaves, and she teaches us card tricks that Jack makes us weak. She divines water by dancing a jig for the boys of the press. She will wrestle a pig.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk for contracting meningococcal disease, which may be prevented through vaccination. Although rare, meningococcal meningitis is very serious and potentially cause the death of an otherwise healthy young person in just a single day. Vaccination has been available for years and is a safe and effective way to help prevent meningococcal disease. Ask your child's school nurse about meningitis prevention or call your healthcare provider to schedule a vaccination appointment. More at more at voicesofmeningitis.org. No dashes. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
When you started reading that PSA, I thought you were doing it to the cadence of the song.
I was doing it with the song.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth, because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s, with appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So, talk to your kids about the risk of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Visit samhsa.gov.
Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy and print shop conveniently located in University Cohen Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black and white and color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of colored and textured papers including cover stock, specialty papers, gloss paper, resume colored paper, large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop-off site for UPS shipping. For more information, visit their website at www.cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might say, okay, Gen Xer. And tune into Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies, newies, and snark. Here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT, Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree. Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. Give us a call, 412-440-8906. We got a good call earlier from
Joe Mama,
who requested a song from Helmet. 412-440-8906. It's a grab bag theme today. We requested that you... we actually have a call right now. But
on the wrong line.
Oh, it's on the wrong line, so we're not going to pick it up right now. Actually, yes, we will. Okay. Oh,
they're on the right line.
Oh, wait,
let's put them together. Put them together. Here we go. Now, this is good radio.
But they won't be able to hear from there. We'll try. Caller, you're on the air.
They won't be able to hear.
Oh, hey. Hello.
Hey, this is Joanna Mama.
Oh, we're gonna have to request that you, it sounds like the radio is off. Okay. So, Joe Mama's mama.
Yeah, Joanna Mama.
Oh, wait, let's patch you through to the radio. One second. All right, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, great. Oh my goodness, our lines, there's so many people calling now. It's incredible.
I know it's getting out of hand. I know my kid Joe Mama called before on his mom Joanna.
He's a good kid.
No, you probably know who this is because you have it in your phone, possibly, but I'm going to talk about Guided by Voices.
There we go. What do you got for us today?
Well, I mean, you know about the Mr. Small show, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
In April.
I already got my ticket.
Yep, me too.
Me too. Yeah, and I had, like, a friend send me, like, a text from somebody else to make sure I knew. So, yeah, that's cool, except, you know, I hate Parkin and Millville around there.
Oh, yeah.
It can be tough.
It's always rough.
Last time GPV played, I couldn't find my car after because I just don't remember. I don't know. I guess the stress of finding parking. And then I don't ever look at the signs, or if I do, I don't remember. But anyway, it'll be okay, though, I guess, be in there. But I like Spirit the best because it has ample parking.
That is really nice, yeah.
But lately, the climbing gym there has become so popular that I found there's less parking lately, yeah.
What's become popular?
Oh, there's like a climbing gym next to Spirit. And so now, like, that's taking up a lot of parking.
Oh, in by Spirit?
Yeah, it's like right across the street. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, boy, that does complicate things.
I didn't know that that's what was there.
Yep.
Since I live kind of, like, the East End is, like, close part to where I live, it's kind of convenient, too. So, all selfish reasons.
So. Yep, that's why I like Spirit, too, because I'm pretty much right up the hill from it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so's my friend's mom, but my friend lives in California, and she's never been back here when they've played down the street from her mom's house. That would be great, though.
I wonder if it was your friend's mom that called us earlier, because whoever called is Joe Mama. I won't say their number, but it was a Los Angeles number.
Oh.
Yeah, we were trying to put that together.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, if you go to the GBV show, maybe we could finally meet each other.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I did think of that.
I mean, you're our number one caller.
I mean, what, the number one caller?
Yeah. You are our friend Ethan. I mean, you guys are tied, I think.
Yep.
Oh, Ethan, okay. I don't know if I heard him because I've missed a couple. I didn't realize you guys had gone back to the 9 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah, we're really happy about it. Yeah.
I forgot about it being spring schedule. So.
Well, you'll have to call in as the show gets closer to the April 27th date.
Yeah.
We'll have to coordinate outfits or something so we all recognize each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I used to do that in the early days of, like, the GBV mailing list, Postal Blowfish.
Oh, yeah.
I'd always wear horse racing shirts because I didn't figure not many other people would have them.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, well, if you still have one, maybe we can plan on you wearing that. I don't have any.
I could mail you some that I have. It would be kind of big for me. I'm only 2 albums behind. I have to go get those.
Oh, nice.
And that EP. Yeah, I forget the last 2 albums, and then there's an EP. That's terrible that I don't even remember, but...
I can't blame you. I think...
You'll probably be playing... Did you go to Heed Fest
this past year? Yeah. We went this past year, and then we went 2 years ago.
Right, yeah.
Or 3 years ago, I guess.
That big show, though, with, like, Dinosaur Jr. and...
We were both at that. Yeah, it was Built to Spill and Wednesday, and it was great. Were you at that show?
I was not, no. It's hard for me to get away with a bunch of cats, a bunch of house cats. and their requirements, but anyway, I missed that, but I wondered how that was, and I was looking at some photos, and it looked pretty fantastic. I'm sure it was.
It was really cool. Yeah, it was like it was such like a big venue to see them in too, and like it was this really cool experience. We were like really close to the front in this like GA section, but most of the seating it was like a seated like big hall. It was like probably 1,500 seats, and so it was really cool to like turn around during like a I don't know a song like Salty Salute or something, and it was just like a huge arena of like of people singing along.
Oh yeah. But when you can hear the crowd,
yep.
Above every, do you know Gary?
Gary
Smith.
Smith.
Yes, we do.
The third guy. Okay, good. Okay, I figured. Yeah, because I know him too. So, yeah, he's always losing his voice after the show. But did he go to the Heed Fest?
I don't know. I don't remember seeing him there. But
I don't really know him at all.
Yeah.
He travels a bit, so, cool places. So, I went there. The only time I went was, I think, 2010. It was, like, a long time ago.
Yeah, it was cool. It was just, like, such a big event that, like, I don't know, like, just, like, walking around Dayton, it was just, like, a GBV takeover or something. Like, there were just, like, GBV shirts all over the place for the whole weekend. It was cool.
That's cool, yeah.
It was really cool to see him 2 nights in a row also.
Yes.
Like the second night was like the first night was awesome, and then the second night was just like ramped up so much. Like the energy was just like so much more than the first night. And the first night was great, but the second night, I don't know what happened, but everyone was just going crazy.
Which is funny because you had said that, right? I think you had said that to Bobby Bear Jr., the rhythm guitarist. Or someone said that and he was like, oh, I thought the first night, it seemed like everyone was
right, yeah,
into it. Right,
yeah, I mentioned that to him. He's like, oh, the first night. And I was like, no, I was right there. The second night was better. Like
objectively more energetic, yeah.
We were like talking to him all at Wings, the bar that Bob likes to go to.
Was there like a, did the same bands play both nights or was there?
No, it was just GBV was the only band that played both nights. Yeah, the first night it was, it was like Dino Jr., and Wednesday and Kiwi Jr. the first night, and the second night was Built to Spill and Heartless Bastards.
Okay. Yeah, I really like Barlow and Sebado. Like, I like Dinosaur Jr., but I lean towards the Jason Lowenstein songs a lot. Because everyone thinks it's all Lou, but Jason's songs are good in Sebado.
I learned that a few years ago. I've liked them for a while, but it kind of like hit me. I was like, oh, okay, this other guy's doing all the stuff that I really like.
Yeah.
We don't play, I feel like we haven't played much Sebado, but we both like them a lot. I don't know.
Yeah,
we
I don't
can,
know.
We can get them
something
in the
for Bake Sale maybe.
More often.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Cleveland to see them. I mean, I guess because they weren't playing around here, but my sister had seen them like their first show when they first started.
Wow.
In Sebado. And then, not their very first show, but when they first played Pittsburgh, I think Graffiti, and told me about them. And then we went to Cleveland to see them at Peabody's, and they messed around so much between songs. Oh, man, you know how they do that. It can go on and on, but it was kind of funny.
The last time...
with it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you.
I'm done.
Please. I was just going to say, the last time Sebado played in Pittsburgh, Ethan, the other frequent caller of this show, was, I think they were playing, I don't know, something from Sebado 3, I forget this. Oh, Freed Pig. And he, like, I guess, like, Lou forgot how the song went, and then Ethan just, like, called, like, yelled out to him what the chords were, and then they picked the song right back up.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Well, I better go and let some other callers that are probably lighting up the phone lines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get together for the GBV.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, call again and we can work this out.
Yep. And anyone else out there?
Yeah, right. And anyone who overhears. They'll say, oh, that's Ruth Ann. I'm a big fan of her.
Well, I'll be wearing horse racing shirts.
Yeah.
All yours now.
Ruth Ann the jockey.
All right. Well, have a good rest of the show then.
Thank you. Thanks
have
for calling
in.
We always appreciate it.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Yep. You're welcome. See ya.
Bye. Right.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. Thank you to Ruth Ann for calling. Back to the music. Here's Super Drag. I want to see who the fuck is on this line.
cigarettes and watches English telly. In the French hotel that you've called home lately. Now that winter's come and gone, it's sometimes raining. We don't need that kind of sacred feeling, do we? She's always up to something. I can tell, I can see it in her face. Those subtle features are an easy tell for a man like me. She smokes her cigarettes and watches English TV. In the French hotel that we've had home lately. Now that winter's come and it's sometimes raining.
We'll be right back. Catch me up on your laps and sit down.
All right, it's the time of the show where we gotta play some new music.
You just heard some good new music. Emergency Contact by Graham Hunt. Before that was What You Were Doing by the Lemon Twigs. Before that was two songs by Liquid Images, which features Marty Brass as half of that. And the song before those was Marty Brass with Crystal Clear, a favorite album of the show. And before that was Super Drag, Feeling Like I Do. And all kinds of good stuff before that.
We always get someone calling at the worst time. It's right when we're on
the
mic.
We sure do, and on the wrong number, too. We give out a...
It's almost like they're not listening to the show. Just calling.
Hmm. That did happen...
A couple weeks ago. Yeah. I'm not saying it's happening this time, but...
No, we don't know.
We don't know.
But it's just hard to do that while we're talking.
Okay, but anyways, yeah, we got to play some bin cuts. That's the law states we got to do that. So, first one up, we got a band called Rich Wrath. An album called Project 313. Very interesting cover. A couple Polaroids of some... How do you describe these men?
Tough. Or maybe used to be tough. Or maybe they think they're tough, but they're not.
They're all in glasses, most of them aviators.
They're a little fat.
Yes. Interesting, they don't have the right album on here. That's okay, we can make this work. Hit me with some track titles. We'll figure out which one to play.
We got... It's hard to read on here. Never Give Up.
Okay.
Help Me Save Me From Myself. Heard It on the Radio. L.A. Is Mine. Shoot One for Free. Son of a Poor Man. Let Me Love Again. Do you want to listen to Let Me Love Again?
I think that one or L.A. Is Mine. One of those two.
Well, do we want Tough or Soft? L.A. Is Mine sounds pretty tough. Let Me Love Again.
Let's do Let Me Love Again. Let's hear the ballad.
Okay.
That must be the ballad. Also, the back cover is the Hollywood sign.
With a...
Oh, I didn't even...
With a L, Hollywood. Oh, I see. The top of the second O is broken, thus forming a U. And there's an L kind of propped up between the makeshift U and the D, so it's Hollywood... I'm not sure how to say that so that you get it. Hollywood.
Like, would you rather
Hollywood.
That game.
I don't think Nick would like this album, but Hollywood. You know, Hollywood. Okay, well, you don't want to listen to us. You want to listen to them.
All right, what's that on? Track, I think that's one, two maybe.
Might be two. They removed one of them.
All right. We'll see how this works.
You could turn them all on and just whatever plays will play.
There we go. Yep, this is the ballad. I think it's gonna be gruff vocals.
When it's in a world.
Something like that.
Bomber. I don't know, it might be I don't think that gruff. Oh wait.
It's been 10 years and okay, maybe yeah. More.
Former hair metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is, if you couldn't tell, a former member of REO Speedwagon. I might be dating myself with this one, but it sounds like what a funny song in SpongeBob would sound like. Like the Bubble Bowl song or something.
Right, yeah.
Or just, you know.
I'm a goofy goober rock sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's like so much better, but yeah.
Okay. I like, also on the cover, I like that, you know, ostensibly Witch Wrath is in the sky, right?
There's a lot going on.
It's a very interesting cover. I what's the name of this album? Project 313. It's worth a look up.
Where's it called? LA Is Mine. Oh, I think the whole band name is Rich Wrath Project 313. LA Is Mine.
Sort of confusing layout, yeah. Okay.
The clock in their logo is on 313. Look at that. But the hour hand is right on 3. I feel like it should be 1360ths past 3. But that's okay. Let's hear the rockin' song. We get this.
Okay.
Okay.
So we danced through the night, and LA was mine.
That's a cool little turn.
What do you think LA stands for?
Little Angels?
Yeah, maybe. I hope not. La. Lackadaisical Anthem. He has that.
Lover's Acknowledgement.
But then later he asks permission to love again. So I think in song 4 he wasn't allowed to love, because it wasn't until later that he said, let me love again.
Oh.
Ooh. Ellie.
Ellie is mine.
It's about his daughter Ellie.
Ellie is mine. Ellie is mine. Ellie is mine. Ellie is mine. Ellie is mine.
Okay.
Next song. Okay, we're getting a new CD in. Wait, this one's cool. All right, let's get the next one going. We have a Toby Keith tribute to play still. So you're going to hear I don't even know what's going on here. This, The Greatest Lives is the band. Ann Layton and Friends, The Greatest Lives. Gospel-flavored soul single inspired by Muhammad Ali. Oh, legendary drummer Carmen Appice, Cactus and Rod Stewart. He was in Vanilla Fudge, too. Joined South African TV star Thembeka Mnguni, who sings vocals on this catchy single. A well-produced song, cool, and has a crossover appeal. I love that.
And I think the liner notes said this person started recording their music in their 50s. That's pretty cool.
Yes, and they fell in love with their own songwriting in their early 50s.
All right, let's throw it on. What's the first track we're going to hear?
Well, the first track is the only music. It's called Greatest Lives. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. Tracks 4 through 6 are spoken word. So, I don't know. Let's... Oh, that's Carmen Appice on the back. He looks like Thomas Savini. But Thomas Savini looks a lot better. Okay. Ready on this one?
Bass is cool.
Yeah. So this is inspiring, and it's epic, which is cool. It has a good message.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. And what it ain't is something that we would play without having to play it, you know, for this station. But if you're vibing to it, then vibe to it. Don't let us stop you. That was The Greatest Lives, or The Greatest Lives.
This next band, Ruffians, this is their second album, seemingly. Funky rock and roll with prog rock undertones by a quote-unquote supergroup. They said it, not us, in quotes. Lineup including members of Pat Travers, Rainbow, Deep Purple, Whitesnake, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and etc. It also says etc.
Oh, etc.
So just, you know, fill in the blank. Any band you think of, it might feature
probably
members
of Vanilla Fudge, like that last song we just heard.
Probably
members of, like, the, I don't know, the Beatles, or just one of those bands you always hear. Yeah, what song are we gonna listen to? Maybe number one, Hype in My Head. Let's do that.
Thank you. Do you hear the rainbow and Deep Purple in this, Andy?
I'm mostly picking up Whitesnake here, Nick. Great fear of mine is that the band I'm in that has some funky songs, I fear that it could ever sound like this. But we try so hard for it not to. Woo, listen to that. Envelope filter, though.
Congressman Boyle Bile.
Number 7, Slither Man.
Is that two words?
Yeah, so it's not an RXK and FU cover.
Congressman Boyle Bile.
Coming round the bend, rolling snake eyes again.
Congressman Boyle Bile.
I'm the living end. Who's a hipster happening all over town? Ten of them chicks with the message he lays down. Who's the coolest guy? What it is I am? I'm fast talking, slow walking, good looking, low and sane.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
Wow. Let Jimmy come over. Move over, Rover. Let Toby Keith take over. We have a tribute to the recently frickin' deceased Toby Keith. Here's a Pittsburgh band playing their version of his smash hit single, I Love This Bar.
And this is our last song for the night. Thanks for tuning in. This has been 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. We're here every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. only on WCT Pittsburgh.
Rest in peace, Wayne Kramer. And rest in peace, Toby Keith. I love this bar.
Yeah. Mitterrand from Germany, I mean, from France, looked at me and said,
We all hung out in a coffee shop called Poopies up on the Strip.
Pittsburgh.